might save you 15%.
A gift from the gods, or God, depending on, I guess, what your beliefs are. No matter what, it's all good, and it's all here. Doug's Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Hillary. With Hillary? Where'd that come from?
Oh,
good heavens, that hasn't been a word that came out of my mouth for a long time.
Wow.
That's a flash. Folks, for those of you who are new to the program, Hillary.
From the way back.
That's a way, way, way back. Jennifer Horn is here. She's with us in the here and now. Clay Cohut is here. Rich McFadden and my friend Uri Geller is here from England, his home in Sonning on the Thames, a great place to be. Well, actually, I don't know. There are some places that are better to be weather-wise than where you are, pal, although I guess the snow has stopped. Is this cold still?
No, it's quite nice. The snow disappeared. But, you know, you're right about saying, hey, you have to be careful where you are today, because whenever I'm asked which is the safest country, in my opinion, on our planet, I always say either Australia or New Zealand.
Yeah.
But look what's happening in Australia, catastrophic floods.
Unbelievable.
You know, flooded thousands and thousands of acres. Snakes are about, tens of thousands of poisonous snakes,
yeah.
Alligators,
all
crocodiles.
Over the place. Yep.
It's just simply shocking.
All right, let's talk about something that's closer to home in a sense. These are things that are going on everywhere. The story of all those birds that mysteriously fell from the sky in Arkansas. Here's somebody who woke up to see all the birds on his lawn. Well, maybe he didn't wake up.
Well, no.
That's nice.
Maybe the bird hit him.
Maybe, the bird didn't.
But right. Listen, Doug.
Now, look at the 100,000 fish in the Arkansas River that were found dead there, 20-mile stretch of the river. This is the death. There's some kind of disease that apparently has affected the fish and the birds. So, and the weather. What the heck's going on, Uri? What do you think?
Well, look, I bet with you that any moment somebody on the internet will come up with a conspiracy theory that it's the government doing it, or it's UFOs have landed and they're testing animals and birds, fish on our planet. You know, it's very difficult to understand what is going on, but it could be a natural phenomenon. It could be that really someone poisoned that part of the river. Come on, you know, there are so many crazy people out there who would do anything to destroy and grab attention. It is possible that there is a weather phenomenon involved.
Apparently, there are some people who think that there was a lightning storm in this area, the New Year's Eve fireworks, but thousands.
Well, I'm just watching the news now, and apparently it's happened again in Louisiana. 500 birds just fell out of the sky.
Well, I'll tell you, Doug, if you ask me, what would I bring it down to? I believe that there are certain cycles and magnetic outbursts that the sun emits. Now, mm-hmm. You might think I'm crazy.
No, I don't. I know it affects the radio world. We have these sunbursts about once a year, and they will disrupt the satellite delivery of our radio program and
all
the other
of the satellite providers will send us a notice a month ahead of time and say, listen, on this date, between this time and this time, be prepared for possible interruptions in your satellite services.
Yeah.
Well, it is possible, Doug, that these, certain energies or vibrations or magnetic fields that do reach our Earth, and probably NASA knows about them, but they don't announce it in order not to cause panic. Maybe we still don't know the delicate and tender navigational systems in the brains of birds. I mean, don't you ever wonder how Canadian geese land in my garden in Sonning on Thames, and then the next day they take off and they navigate themselves all the way, you know, to Canada?
Yeah, I would like to have them.
Very little.
All the geese that are on my farm. That dump their doo-doo everywhere. I'm going to sit here like you do, and I'm going to close my eyes, and I'm going to position my thoughts on these geese, and my word is going to be, go, 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 hurry, 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 hurry.
So, Doug, what I'm trying to say here is that it is possible that those magnetic waves mm-hmm. not only disturb radio systems, but also disturb the minds or the brains of fish and birds, and they knock them out. That is a possibility. Wouldn't you think that?
Well, if it had been a pollutant, all the fish would have been affected, and all the fish weren't. There were a lot of fish that were alive, 100,000 fish dead, but a lot of the fish that were swimming this 20-mile stretch of the river, they were fine.
So, well, I'll tell you, Doug, you know, there's another phenomenon that nobody really explained yet to me, but you agree, all of you agree, that there are billions and billions of birds out there. Am I right?
Billions,
yes.
Billions.
Birds,
now,
yes.
When was the last time that any of you found the skeleton of one bird?
Yeah.
That's a great point.
That's interesting.
In New York, you see dead pigeons all the time.
Well, but come on. Billions and billions of birds. Where do they go? How do they
disappear? They get eaten.
Doug, we're talking about over 20 billion birds.
Until everyone already disagrees.
Yeah. No, but he's right. I mean,
I would have thought that just walking with Barney, my dog, here in the field, I would find at least two or three skeletons or the bones a day, but none are around. Yeah. What a mystery. Let's see if our listeners can come up with ideas.
800-510-8255. What happens to birds when they die?
I see it.
Where do they go? 800-510-8255. Uri Geller is here. Good, Doug. URIGELLER. UriGeller.com is his website. Let's see if he can put a post up about this during the course of the day today. And from your perspective, what do you think? 800-510-8255. Where do old birds go? There's got to be some kind of a line there. 14 after the hour on Good Day.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Increase employee productivity and stop malware threats.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Web Filter is an integrated hardware and software solution that enforces internet usage policies by blocking access to websites and internet applications that are not business related. The Barracuda Web Filter is the easiest way to get your staff back to work while preventing harmful malware from entering your network. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Matthew, you know energy-saving light bulbs last 6 times longer than that old bulb in your lamp.
Yeah, well, I don't even live here.
Matthew, dinner's ready.
I never met that woman.
It's your favorite, Matt. Lasagna.
Ugh, don't you people knock? Just give me the energy saver.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
But I would be well advised to probably start talking to him.
Yeah, right about now, yeah.
16 half of the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Uri Geller. We're talking about what's happened to the birds and the fish. Maybe this is the birds and the bees because there's another problem. A species of bumblebees are dying off, and nobody seems to know why. There are a lot of things being done to try to study this, but nobody's come up with anything conclusive other than perhaps pesticides, the things that Rachel Ward warned about in her poem. One of the reasons I don't use any, what was it, Richie?
They also think that there's a fungus maybe being spread that's affecting them.
Right.
Well, Doug, there's definitely a certain tree fungus here in England that is killing off chestnut trees.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, millions of chestnut trees lost their leaves. They become yellow, dark brown in places. It's just shocking.
We have Dutch elm disease here that's wiping out. It has been for a while. Elm trees. There's a maple bee. Listen to this. There's a beetle that came over that was in China, and the Chinese, caring less about what went on in the rest of the world, they cut down thousands and thousands and thousands of trees that were infested with these beetles. Did they burn the wood? No. They cut it up and made crates out of it, and they're sending products over to America in these crates that have these beetles in them, and they're Worcester, Massachusetts, not far from me. They have it cut down about 1,000 trees because this stuff was shipped to a plant in Worcester. They took the thing, nobody knew what was going on, and the beetles got out of the wood in the crate and went to the trees.
Hey, Dougie, this is really synchronicity because yesterday I received a package from India. There is a publisher who prints my books there, so I order my little book of Mind Power from him in India.
Which is a great book, by the way, folks.
And the package arrived sewn up in some white cloth. But when I opened it, lo and behold, a little spider crawled out.
Oh, my God.
So you can imagine how many of these bugs and spiders and beetles and, I mean, only God knows what travels around the world on DHL and...
Yeah, exactly.
At least see them, the eggs
Bob
that they lay.
Bob is in Alaska. All right, Bob, what do you think is happening to all the birds? Uri's question about where do the birds go when they die?
Well, sir, I kind of believe that they get eaten. I know you've touched on a lot of good subjects here, but here last winter after Thanksgiving, I had this I had froze a turkey carcass, and I was going to make soup out of it, but I didn't have room in my refrigerator, so I put it out on the roof of my shed. You know, I live here in Alaska, and ravens are, well, ravens should be our national bird up here, but within minutes there was like 18 ravens out there. There was not a scrap of skin, bone, or gristle left, you know.
The bones are all eaten, too. Crows do that.
Everything.
Yeah, crows do that with a lot of rubbish that's on the road. You see crows, which are just, and I've said this before, flying rats. They'll eat anything, do anything. Ugh, they're disgusting.
Yeah.
All right, so
you know, there's a lot of predators, a lot of small predators that'll eat, you know, and but you know, I think some of this may have something to do with the magnetic field. We up here closer to the pole are more subject to seeing that because we see the aurora borealis.
Now, Uri, what do you think of that? We're back to the magnetic energy, Uri.
Oh yeah, I mean, there's no doubt that there are magnetic energies everywhere. Are constantly affecting us, and I'll tell you what, no doubt in my mind that in 10 or 15, 20 years from now, doctors, medicine will discover the energies of magnetism, and they will be a tool to heal certain ailments in the body. Mm-hmm. Already today, you know, they are selling all kinds of bracelets, magnetic this and that, magnetic necklaces. They put them on horses and so on, and lots of people swear by them. Well, it's still not proven, but I think
I've used them. They've helped me, I think, a lot, magnets. All right, Uri, thank you. A lot of great things to think about. UriGeller.com. Check out Uri's website.
Hi, Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Corrected.
Once in a while, this song has value even at Christmas time. It has value all the time. As you get to know me, those of you who are new to the program at the beginning of the year, I am extraordinarily distracted to the nth degree, and it's a good thing, by these messages. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. Let there be peace on earth, the peace that was meant to be. This is a song that was written in the 1950s and is sung many times in church, but it has its place, I think, almost anywhere, especially when you're thinking about what we were just talking about with Uri Geller. What's happening to our world? And is there something going on that we can't see or sense when it comes to the death of these birds and the bees, literally the birds and the bees and the fish? I think that there is so much upset in our world. I have said this many times as well. The Christmas spirit, we are still in the 12 days of Christmas, although I think they're over about the 6th, 5th or 6th. I've got a couple more days.
6.
Of the 12 days of Christmas. Why can't we find the peace and comfort all around that we do find at the end of every year? To take each moment and live each moment in peace eternally. Why can't we have peace on earth? And when you ask that question, you look in the mirror and figure, okay, I'm going to put all the other people aside. I know that I can do my share to let there be peace on earth. I want it to begin with me. I think of that as I looked through what was happening Christmas, actually the week between Christmas and New Year's. I saw some pretty distressing stuff going on in a city which I know fairly well because I've been on the air in El Paso for 14 years, every bit of the time you and I have been together, Richie, on KTSM in El Paso. We can be heard across the river in El Ciudad Juarez, which is a city of 1.4 million people dying because of the drug war that's going on. The mother who gets killed with her four children, the story that happened last week there. The deadliest city in the Western Hemisphere is Juarez, Mexico. Did you know that?
Mm-mm.
The deadliest city in the Western Hemisphere is basically 0.4 miles from American soil, from El Paso. The deadliest city in our hemisphere. And people are leaving there. The exodus, you see, there was, as I said, 1.4 million people. Last year, 110,000 left. And their estimates, another 230,000 who are in that city are trying to find someplace else to go.
Where are they going?
Well, they're just out into the countryside. Some of them are trying to cross over the Rio Grande into El Paso, the illegals. And in this circumstance, you hardly blame them. I mean, if there's an exception, if there's an exception to the rule about illegals, this would be it for me. It's out of control. El Paso has a population of 745,000. The mayor there said they wish that they could do something to help the massacres, the beheadings, the torture videos that are on YouTube, car bombs. 3,000 people were killed there. 3,000 people killed in that city last year alone.
Wow.
3,000 people in one city, a quarter of a mile away from American soil. One of the most dangerous places on earth. My God, 28 past the hour.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Usually when a place is under construction, it's closed off to the public until it's complete. But in some cases, the restoration project is the attraction. At Connecticut's Mystic Seaport, the famous Charles W. Morgan whaling ship is now undergoing a $5 million restoration. But the cool thing is that the workers are available to talk directly with you about the process. The Plains of Fame Air Museum in California and the National Museum of the U.S. Air Force in Ohio are just two aviation facilities with aircraft restoration projects that are actually open to the public. Be sure to visit the annex, which will feature a restoration wing with a glassed-in mezzanine. This annex will allow visitors to watch restoration of everything from shuttle-era spacesuits to the Hell Diver flown by the museum director in World War II. Context Travel's Restoring Florence tour takes you inside a leading restoration laboratory for 3 hours to watch and learn about cleaning, repairing, and preserving historical treasures. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
You never know what's out there when traveling. That's why Travel Guard offers travel insurance plans for the unexpected, trip cancellation and interruption, emergency medical and health expenses, lost or stolen baggage. With a Travel Guard plan, you'll be covered from the time you book your trip to the moment you arrive home. Talk to your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage may not be available in all states.
Take trips, not chances, when traveling. Even the safest traveler can get hurt. If you're injured or fall ill while traveling, you'll want to be with your doctor in the hospital of your choice. You need MedJet Assist, a medical evacuation service that's dependable and won't cost you a fortune in hidden fees. If you're hospitalized over 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transportation directly to the hospital of your choice. Travel safely. Be smart. Get MedJet. Sign up today at MedJet.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's now 33 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program around the country, around the world, around the clock. Reminds me of that movie, the John Wayne movie about the Hellfighter. I can't remember his name. Remember that? I think the movie was called Hellfighter, as a matter of fact.
Yes.
And the logo is a story, a true story about a company that goes around the world and puts out fires, well, oil well fires. And their slogan was, around the world, around the clock. I remember Timothy Hutton was in the movie, and the one that was in Raindrops.
Jim Hutton.
That, right.
1968 American film starring John Wayne, Catherine Ross, Jim Hutton, Bruce Cabot.
Catherine Ross.
J.C. Flippin, Vera Miles.
Yeah, Vera Miles and Bruce Cabot, who was in pretty much every film John Wayne made for about 25 years. He had this ensemble of people that would go back and forth and back and forth. And all of his movies is kind of cool. The time is 34 minutes after the hour, and our focus has been, if you're just joining us, is talking about peace on Earth. Before we get to Clay and his daily report of what's going on in the social media, some of the things that are happening on Facebook and the like, I want to go back for a moment to what I was saying about Juarez and El Paso and its proximity. Bruce is one of our listeners to KTSM in El Paso. Bruce, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. I was listening to your discussion with Uri Geller earlier.
Yes, before we talked about the thing in Juarez, we were talking with Uri about what's happening to the birds, the bees, and the fish. And so you have a theory?
Well, I have just one comment. You know, there's how many hundreds, probably thousands of unseen changes that man doesn't realize, you know, especially in the course of evolution. It could be just changes that are naturally happening. You know, change is the principle of life, really.
It is, and we all, whether we're animal or mineral, I think, or vegetable, we resist change. We don't like it.
That would explain a slow drop-off. But
Richie, if you think about how many birds there are in the sky, this would be considered slow. If you think about how many fish there are in the water, this might be considered slow. How many bees there are around that? I mean, there's a little more question about the bees, I think, than there are fish and birds.
Well, and as a resident of El Paso, you know, we're used to having folks from over there here all the time. You know, it's just that, and I don't know if studies have been done, but I noticed a lot more license plates and folks around town that seem to be, disenfranchised from their own country. Or
well, this is what this is the other thing we were talking about with regard to El Paso and what's happening in Juarez,
right.
A city that used to have 1.4 million, had 3,000 deaths last year. It is the most violent, dangerous city in the Western Hemisphere. And it is literally, I threw a stone. I stopped alongside of the road last time I was in El Paso, and you can throw a rock across the river. It's that close. And so with all that violence, the people I said, and I wonder how folks in El Paso are dealing with this, because there is, I mean, what a contrast. In El Paso last year, three people were killed. Three people, three violent deaths. That's it. One was a murder-suicide. So you have this contrast that people want to come on. And I think in terms of illegal immigration, Bruce, this would be the one exception to the rule where you would let the people come and let, you know, try to help them somewhat, because this city is a mine. It's a disaster.
Well, you know, just as a comment here, I think the people of El Paso have always had their, you know, arms wide open to the sister city, but you know, it's destroyed the tourist industry
in El Paso.
Ruined a lot of livelihoods for people.
Sure. Yeah, nobody wants to go to El Paso.
You know, even on both sides of the border, because it spills over here. You know, there have been many incidences of violence and crime and drug stuff going on around here too. Yeah. That you never know if it's right next to you down the block or something.
What's the police or military presence on the border to help protect you guys?
On the U.S. side, I think the Border Patrol, they have a heightened awareness. I know I have some friends that are city police, and you know, they don't really talk about it too much, but I'm sure they've been briefed, and there's training going on and so forth.
There's a fellow I read about named Jose.
I hope so.
Jose Luis Mauricio, who's the president of a group of Mexican business owners in El Paso called Red. Do you know about them?
No, I don't.
Apparently, they have a lot of new businesses. In a couple of years, they've gone from 9 people to 280. And a lot of them are setting up businesses either with the folks that are coming over or to help the folks who are coming over from Juarez. I'm looking at some other businesses that have been set up. Here's a lady named Martina Alina Ramirez, owns the restaurant Donna Chole. Do you know that?
I've heard of it. Yeah, it rings a bell.
Yeah. She has a cafeteria-style eatery, she apparently helps the people that come over by giving them free meals. But her business, as you just said, business is way off in El Paso because nobody wants to go there. It's a damn dangerous. You figure you're going to – all the bullets flying around over there, they can just easily come across the river because, again, you are literally right there. Your sister city, it could be one city separated by a river.
We had the Sun Bowl with Notre Dame in Miami here, and I think they warned the players and the staff before they even got off the plane, you know, don't go to Juarez, go near it.
Don't go near it, yeah.
You know, it's just too...
It's really
but
sad.
But that corruption over there, this isn't an overnight phenomenon.
No, it's been going on for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, you go back to the problems that the Mexican government has with controlling,
it's pretty disgraceful. Yep. All right, Bruce, thank you for the call. Happy New Year. Good to hear from you, sir. Nice to meet you. 20 minutes before the hour. Clay, what is your report, your social media story? By the way, I want to underscore the fact that we are looking for listeners who join our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/Good Day Show. You can write on our wall. We interview a listener, try to every Friday. Clay goes through, randomly picks somebody to be on the air. We had somebody last Friday who was a real early listener. It depends. We're on the air 6 hours a day, so you can pick wherever you are. You hear us talking about this, just join the Facebook conversation, and we'll see if we can get to know you a little bit better. It's kind of a fun thing to do. So anyway, Clay, what's our social media headline today?
Well, we had a story last week that got a little popular on Twitter, which was about some random numbers you could Google and see pictures of people sticking their heads in freezers. I've got a sort of follow-up story to that.
Sounds like fun, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Great fun.
I got a sort of follow-up story, which is if you Google the letters and numbers DSC0001.jpg, you can see all of the first pictures that people have taken with their cameras, because the cameras will label the first ever picture taken on that camera with that same title. So people will take a picture and then upload it, and unknowingly, you can find all these things. So,
what is it again? I recognize the file name.
S as in snake, C as in clay, 0001.jpg. It's DSC 401.jpg.
Yeah, now that makes total sense.
Wow. That'd be kind of fun. That's cool. All right. So we have a link. We're going to put a link up. We try every day to come up with a new website that you can link to learn something, see something, experience something. So that's a way of your connecting with Clay Story. Our video of the day today, actually, we have a couple of things that somebody said to us, why don't we put the video up about the Enterprise captain with his pranks? And because that's so available, it was also kind of offensive.
Yeah, depending on.
We've got a dad and daughter acoustic cover, though. The video of the day has a father and his young daughter singing Home by Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros together. I think we have some of that audio. How old is this girl, Clay?
The girl's like 4.
She looks like, yeah, 5-ish, yeah. Something like that.
Oh, what's the story of the song? What's the background
story? It's a really popular song right now. I love this song.
And Edward Sharp is the...
He's the father playing guitar.
I've been in Arkansas.
Play this in its entirety at some point. We get a chance to maybe tomorrow. Very nice. That's our video of the day. That was good. You found that. That was a good find, Clay.
Thank you.
Our poll today. The story about the video is depicting the pranks put together on the USS Enterprise by Captain Honors. The story. This is now everybody's talking about this. In the last 24 hours, this thing has spread like wildfire since the Sunday release of the local newspaper down there in Norfolk. Somebody who doesn't want Captain Honors to move on in his career pretty much has sabotaged it by releasing all of this stuff, whether you find it offensive or not. That's basically the question in the poll. The video depicting the pranks, are they truly offensive and Honors ought to retire? Are they a major morale booster and were they downright funny? Or were they bad but not damning? Honors shouldn't have been involved in videos that were potentially offensive. Only thing wrong with that question or that statement is that the word should is in there, Clay. Other than that, whether or not he was involved, well, he was involved. He, I think, helped produce some of them. But does it ruin his career? That's basically the question. Poll yesterday, how do you really feel about the beginning of the new year? 47% of you said you feel great. You're in total control of your future and things are looking up. That's the way I'm looking at it. 28% of you said you were unsure, thought last year was going to be a great year, but nothing amazing happened last year. Trust me, last year wasn't a great year. 25% of you said I've got a bad feeling about the new year. 2012 can't come fast enough. All right, so those are our poll questions. Always try to penetrate into your mind, get your opinions, and find out what we need to know about you to stay more in touch. Speaking of being in touch, Dr. Ken Kronhaus here in a moment on Good Day with our daily dose of important medical information.
Excuse me? Like to sample a Luden's throat drop?
Luden's reminds me of being a kid, running through the neighborhood pretending to be a superhero, saving the universe from evil. I'd come home with a scratchy throat and Mom would give me a Luden's.
That's such a nice story.
Wait, there's so much more.
Great.
For everyday throat irritation, Luden's Wild Cherry Drops. The great taste and soothing relief you never forget. Luden's. It still works wonders.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
All right, it's now 14 before the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's our medical expert on Good Day. He and a lot of other people, as a matter of fact, I think about 20,000 of you, doctors, professionals in the field of health and well-being since 1980, Ken, have recommended Medifast because it's fast, it's safe, it's simple, it's satisfying, and it's supportive. I've already heard, and I don't know whether Richie you have, and Jennifer, everybody who's going to be involved in this thing, whether you've heard from the dietitian
I have,
yet, and but we have somebody to support us. What happens, Ken, I guess you eat five Medifast meals and one lean and green meal every day so that you can dine out at a restaurant if you want to. You get a lunch meeting, that sort of thing. And it seems almost hard to believe that we could lose up to 20 pounds in the first month. The average weight loss is up to 2 to 5 pounds a week. Why is it that you think this is a good program?
This really is a good program because I've seen it work. A lot of my patients are on this. They provide you with dietitian-formulated meals, which are healthy. They're satisfying. They taste good. I have tried a few of them myself. And this satisfies everybody's needs to figure out what they should eat, how much they should eat, and feel satisfied. And my patients are losing weight. I saw a patient last week who lost 50 pounds in a year doing this.
Wow. There are 70 Medifast meals to choose from. They are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied. See, that's the thing that I'll wonder about, and Richie will too. Here's how you get onto the program. Log on to MedifastKen.com, all one word, MedifastKen.com. Enter Dr. Ken. You'll save $50 on the program. Or if you prefer, you can call them toll-free, 800-506-4115. Use the code Dr. Ken. Save $50. Results will vary. Consult your doctor before beginning any weight loss program. Call or go online for a complete program and discount details. MedifastKen.com. All right, Ken, what's the big story of the day today?
Well, we're talking about losing weight, and one of the reasons why you don't lose weight, besides eating the wrong foods, not exercising, is because you don't get enough sleep. And in the medical journal Sleep this week, people with breathing problems that disrupt their sleep were less tired after 3 weeks of treatment with a breathing device compared to those who were treated with the placebo. So sleep apnea is a real thing, and it can be easily treated. If you're awakening after a good night's sleep and you're very tired, or if your sleeping mate tells you you snore and stop breathing, please get treated, because you'll have untreated, you'll have high blood pressure, strokes, you'll get heart disease, and you won't lose weight.
Isn't that amazing how one thing, this is so important, we talk about this all the time. It's 6.5 plus hours, 6.5 to 7, 7.5, 8
in
there.
My new recommendation for the new year is to wake up when you feel rested. That's how long you should sleep as an adult.
Well, then you have to.
Did you hear that, Doug?
I'm going to say, you got to go backwards with Richie and me and the other people who get up at 4 o'clock in the morning
right.
To go on the radio or to go milk cows, because
adults need 7 to 8 hours a night, and kids need even more.
Yeah, children need to have more. All right, speaking of more, we have been talking a lot on Good Day about the healthful benefits of probiotics. And so we have a step up, I guess, from Sustanex. Digestive Advantage, made by the same company, is one step better because, Ken, what does Digestive Advantage do that is so special when it comes to probiotics?
Well, this has added advances, and we've been talking about the benefits of probiotics to help with your immune system and fight all those bugs out there. I have too many patients. They've got digestive problems that are not severe enough to get them to the doctor and go on to drugs. I'm trying to avoid that, but they're just not happy with the way their digestive system is working. Let me be polite and stop there. With the Digestive Advantage, the probiotics, this helps not only your immune system get better, but it'll help with all of those uncomfortable digestive situations that all of us experience from time to time.
Digestive Advantage is affordable. A 30-day supply costs less than $10. Digestive Advantage IBS available. available at drugstores and supercenters everywhere like Walgreens, Target, CVS. Try it today. Digestive Advantage Special Probiotics. It's 51 past on Good Day.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes. The next generation of alternative smoking.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it.
Now 53 after the hour. The End of the World as We Know It, performed by R.E.M.
Yes.
Michael Stipe, the lead singer, is 50 today. It's from the film Blast from the Past. Brendan Fraser, Alicia Silverstone, Christopher Walken, Sissy Spacek is in this as well. Anybody remember The End of the World as We Know It?
I do.
The song, absolutely.
I don't remember the movie.
Not so much.
I remember that, too.
Blast from the Past.
Yeah.
Chucker, you remember that movie?
Oops. There we go. But it was a little bit of a flat film.
Flat
I don't know
film.
Why movies turn out. Some movies just have a flatness to them. That was one of them.
Yeah. All right, well,
Alicia Silverstone, I don't understand why she didn't have a bigger career, because I always found her very appealing, somewhat unique, and very interesting on screen.
Yeah.
She kind of disappeared. Blonde. You look like Buffy the Vampire Slayer, didn't she, a little?
She did.
A little. Well, yeah. She became a big name in Clueless.
Yeah.
But, and then she did a TV series with Ryan O'Neill that I thought was very good on NBC on Friday night that got canceled, and that was pretty much
the end of the line.
Her as end of the line.
Selling real estate in Venice.
She sells vegetarian cookbooks, too.
Does she?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good deal. All right, let's get to our movie of the day today. Chucker has a little info. I think this isn't going to be too difficult. Most people get it right off. One of our favorite and best actors, actually, one of the actors just mentioned in the last movie is in this one as well. But two of our really best male-female leads are in this. The film actually topped the box office during this week in 1979. Here's your first audio clue.
Green Beret!
Gary, get the man a drink.
There's a groom, Steve.
I'm the best man.
We're going airborne, sir.
I hope they sent us where the bullets are flying.
Right.
Fighting's the worst, huh?
That's right.
And I definitely know that voice.
Got that? You know both those voices. Chucker, you got it?
Another clue.
Another clue, Richie. Let's go.
We've got to play with more bullets.
More bullets than a gun. How many more bullets?
That means we got to play each other.
More bullets against each other. What are you, crazy?
Another voice. I don't
both
know
of them. You know the both of them. I told you, there's one. I identified one of the actors from the movie that we played the song from. One of the most important actors, I think. Here's the last clue.
This comes every month from Saigon. I don't understand. This place is going to fall any day now.
It's Nicky, Steve.
Nick's alive? Mike. Hey, where's a guy like Nick getting money like this?
Live and Let Die is a clue, Chucker. You like that one?
I'm not sure of the film. I should know it. It's just going over my head.
Yeah. This was up for Academy Awards.
I've got the Christopher Walken, but I'm not sure about it.
The other one, you got another other one, too. 800-510-8255. All right. I'll work on it. Think back 30 years ago. This was a big film 32 years ago, actually, during this week. And as you're thinking about it, we'll think about it. Then Chucker's going to give us some movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
Live from Progressive.
It's time for Tips from Flo.
Tips from Flo.
Here's a tip about our loyalty program.
Loyalty program.
The savings don't stop when you switch. You're automatically enrolled on day one, and you keep earning great discounts and benefits. And it's free.
It's free.
Are you just repeating everything I say?
Kinda.
Rewarding loyalty. Now that's Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Cumulative benefits are limited. Not available in all states and situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol. And I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic caplet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like they always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
Hi, Chucker. What's the movie news today look like?
Okay, Doug, I got a little bit of a comment. If the movie is half as funny as the trailers, Ron Howard's new comedy, The Dilemma, will be absolutely terrible. It stars Vince Vaughn and Kevin James. I haven't seen if the marketing campaign for this film, but if you can't make the trailers look halfway funny, there's no way that movie's good, and I predict it's going to be a film.
Kevin's all right. Vince Vaughn is a loss. Good God, what a waste of time.
I like him, but there's nothing about the trailers that seems even remotely appealing. January is usually the dumping ground for movies, and I think this one will be too. Season of the Witch, a period action film with Nicolas Cage, comes out this month. That looks absolutely horrible.
Horrible. I saw that trailer. Yeah, I agree with you there. Oof. Awful.
Looking forward to The Green Hornet with Seth Rogen, although The Mechanic with Jason Statham might draw up some...
Looks like, right.
Yeah, wow, looks good. I like that.
All right,
one.
Buddy in Tularosa, New Mexico. What's the name of that movie?
The Deer Hunter.
Robert De Niro, Christopher Walken, and Meryl Streep from 1979. You are correct, and you win our prize, buddy. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the call. Chucker, thank you for your service. Tomorrow on Good Day, you'll be back.